Open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. And write in your notes, money cometh, prophetic sowing, and prophetic harvest. Listen at that now. Money cometh is prophetical. You know that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Prophetic sowing. Say that with me, prophetic.
Prophetic.
In other words, you are prophesying to your harvest, but not a regular harvest because it's prophetical. Money cometh, prophetic sowing, and prophetic harvest. Now, prior to reading for Philippians, because there's a revelation that the Holy Spirit have given me that will sort of question some things we didn't understand, but also give us the answer to so we can understand. But I got a few questions the Holy Spirit asked me full day this morning. And he says to put this question before you, not to condemn you, but to convict you that you understand how this works. And you got to listen very carefully to get this. Are you eating your seed trying to fake a harvest? Are you eating your seed trying to fake, F-A-K-E, a harvest? Now, a lot of that going on in the body of Christ. They are buying things they're not ready for and trying to fake like they got a harvest. And that's why they're suffering. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That has to turn. Don't try to make it happen before it happens. Because all they're going to do is debt. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Put you under pressure where you can't sow because you're eating the seed trying to fake a harvest.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see? So I'm looking out for the body of Christ. Stop that.
Stop. Yes, sir.
Stop that. When a real harvest come, you're going to have something with it called peace.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
And the Father wants you to be peacefully rich.
Yes.
Wave your hand at me. Peacefully rich. Peacefully, he don't want you to be worrying about it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I got it. You got it. You got it right?
Yes, sir.
So all these fake harvests from the text I'm going to use this morning, all these fake harvests got to stop. Even in the pulpit, there's a lot of fake harvests. It's really not a harvest. It's eating the seed trying to act like you got a harvest. Mm. All right? The next thing he says, don't let the enemy steal your seed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, the greatest breakdown principles in John 10:10. That's where your finances are. The thief coming up to steal, kill, and destroy. He's stealing, killing, and destroying your finances when you let him steal a seed.
Yes, sir.
He don't want you to know the potential. See, just like they didn't know the potential of the cross, so they crucified the Lord.
Yes.
They didn't know what's happening.
Yes, sir.
Because and the seed runs parallel with the cross.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But the enemy won't steal your seed. He knows when he get the seed, he got the harvest.
Yes, sir.
Now, when you sowing, he think he's stealing.
Yes, sir.
Because he don't know.
Right.
You know.
Yes, sir.
There's a resurrection coming.
Yes, sir.
There's a harvest coming. Every time you sow a seed, there's a harvest coming. Got to come.
Yes, sir.
God not a man that he should lie. He said he made good. So stop him from stealing your seed. Two more things I got to tell you before I read the text. The harvest operate in the power of Jesus, the resurrection.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I didn't get enough response for that.
Yes,
y'all didn't hear what I said.
Yes, sir.
The harvest, your financial harvest, after you sow a seed, function and operate in the power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, raised your harvest from the seed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Mm. See, you need to meditate on that.
Yes,
I'm going to give you a scripture to meditate on that. You got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I haven't read my text yet.
Yes, sir.
John Gospel, chapter 12, verse 24.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, very, very, truly, truly, amen, amen.
Yes, sir.
I say unto you, what? I say unto you. Here is divine sowing instruction. And here, my brother and sister, the conclusion of the whole matter. Nobody can stop it. You see, very, very, I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. It's not producing nothing. But if it die, it brings forth a resurrected harvest. Write that down. A resurrected harvest, man. I want you all to walk out here knowing that. It brings forth a resurrected harvest by the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, raised your seed when you sow it in faith, in the right soil, led by the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Love it, love it, love it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So I decree,
thank you, Lord,
every seed that is sown, the resurrection is manifesting right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all hearing this? Y'all hearing this? Yes, yes. See, no power can stop the resurrection power. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead raised your seed.
Hallelujah.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
And then the third question I have to ask as an introduction to make you be aware of what we're doing here. How much seed can Jesus trust you with?
Yes, sir.
How much seed can Jesus trust you with? Go to Matthew 25.
Yes, sir.
Look at two verses, verses 14 and 15. How much seed can Jesus trust me with? For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servant, and deliver unto them his goods. Mm-hmm. Now, you remember we read in 1 Chronicles 29 last night, those of you who were here, and once that boy got through escalating God and praising God, and they were given millions of dollars, probably billions of dollars in that chapter.
Yes, sir.
And he talked about how great God is. He's the majesty and he owned everything. All of it. Then he comes down to the point, say, how are we so to give so freely?
Yeah.
Because everything we're given came from you.
Yes,
you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So he delivered to them his good. One more verse. Go to the next verse now, the 15th verse. Then we'll go to work. And unto one he gave 5 talents. Why? Who said that? Who said that? He proved himself? Right. Uh-huh. He had proved he can handle fire. So, also, you listening?
Yes, sir.
He had proved he could handle greater harvest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
If you got to prove you can handle greater seed before you can handle greater harvest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Lord. Lord. Yes, sir.
That's good.
To another two. You know why he didn't get fired, right? Mm-hmm. You know why the one got two didn't get fired, right? Didn't qualify yet. And to another one, and you know what he did with it, and to every man according to his several ability, and straightway he took his journey. All right, let's go to work. What are we dealing with? How many of y'all ready for a prophetic harvest? All right, Philippians 4, and the Lord instructed me to read the ninth verse first. The ninth verse, Philippians 4, 9. Those things, the apostle talking.
Yes, sir.
Those things which you have both learned. Mm-hmm. Yep. You got to learn how to sow.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes sir.
And received. Mm-hmm. And heard. Mm-hmm. And seen in me do. Mm-hmm. And the God of peace shall be with you.
Amen.
But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me have flourished again when ye were also careful, but you lack opportunity. These people want the soul, man.
Yes, sir.
Not that I speak in respect of want. Oh, verse 11. For I've learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know how to be obeyed, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I'm instructed to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Here he said in verse 13, mm-hmm. I can do all things.
Yeah.
See that?
Yes, sir.
Through Christ which strengthened me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that you communicate with my affliction. Communicate, that means it was sown.
Right. Yes, sir.
Then he said in verse 15, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving. See, you can't give without
receiving.
Why you didn't say no church communicated with me, but just giving? Why you can't use the word give without using the word receive?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Giving and receiving. Mm-hmm. But you only. But in Thessalonica, you sent once again into my necessity, not because I desire. Now, verse 17 is very important.
Yes, sir. Right.
Ministers ought to be in this position.
Yes, sir.
Ministers got to get in this position, right, that you are not their souls.
Right.
Amen.
So I just want to flat tell you, you're not my souls.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Yes. See, most ministers are not in this position to say that.
Right.
And the people need to hear that. They want to hear that. Yeah. They don't want to be your soul. They want you to be able to receive from God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all ain't hearing me.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Verse 17. Not because I desire a gift, but I want you to have an open account.
Yes.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
I know you see that. Because you're about to be shocked what God about to say to you in a few minutes. Verse 18, but I have all, and abound. I'm full, having received of Epaphras the thing which was sent from you, an odor, what do you call it, a sweet smell, and a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. I was reading, my brothers and sisters, as I talk about money coming, prophetic sowing and prophetic harvest, I was reading and Philippians 4:19 after 40-something years been open to me.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be sharp.
I got you.
The apostle said, but my God shall supply you all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You see that, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what he said? But my God. This is an apostolic decree. on finances of those who have sown in the apostles' ministry. Oh no, some of y'all still sitting there. You don't understand what just happened to you. I just took a scripture from you.
Yes, sir. Come on, apostles.
That's why it haven't been working.
Yeah.
It's a scripture we've been trying to use.
Yeah.
And we do have the right to use it. We're children of God, but we've got to be in a certain position to use it.
Right.
Yes, sir. It's not one of those persons in Philippi saying, my God shall supply. It's an apostle decree over the soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, apostle. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow. See, if we get that,
yes, sir.
You recognize that I can decree it.
Yes, sir. All right. Oh, yes, sir.
As an apostle of Jesus Christ. In other words, Philippians 4:19 come out of an apostle mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He didn't say our God.
Right.
He said, my God. He was talking from a position that God had put him in,
yes.
And now I'm going to give you a part of it.
Yes.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say, I got it.
I got it.
You see what he's saying?
Yes.
See, we often took that scripture. I took it for many years. My God, should supply all my needs according to the riches of glory. Yes, God will do that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yeah, he will do that. But here's a prophetic, uh-huh. apostolic announcement,
yes, yes,
and decree,
yes,
and declaration over your finances.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you see it?
Yes.
He said, see, but my God,
uh-huh. Yeah.
He just got you talking about how they sold in his ministry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me read this to you out of the Passion Bible. You may be seated. Philippians 4:19. I am convinced that my God will fully satisfy every need you have.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look what he said now. See, because I understand, Paul saying, because I understand it. What would he say in the Passion Bible? What would he say in Passion Translation? For I have seen the abundant riches of glory revealed to me through the anointed one, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I've seen this, Paul said, I've seen this. So I know you're able to supply all your needs.
Yeah.
I know you know him, Paul said, but I've been walking in special places with him. Why y'all won't take that from me? Why y'all don't hear what I'm saying? Your finances is about to leak. Y'all been sowing. You've been sowing. Now receive the decree. Receive the declaration. As an apostle of Jesus Christ, I release the declaration of God's supply on your life from this day forward, on your life like never before. Are you following me?
Yes,
so you received the decree this morning.
Yes,
sir.
Sit down. We're going to go to work. In this prophetic sowing, there's a God-placed grace on this type of sowing.
Yes, sir.
What I say?
God,
watch what's saying next now. That releases kingdom financial government to the people of God. Kingdom financial government to the people of God in the fresh realm of how to become debt free in a short period of time. Won't be long.
Won't be long. Hallelujah. Won't be long. Won't be long. Won't be long. Hallelujah.
Won't be long.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now notice this. So there's a debt-free declaration that I'm as apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ in this money coming encounter, I'm making over you that you'll be debt-free in a short period of time.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all got to cut up knowing that, God, dog. I tell you, I'm going to tell you something. I see old Bishop Dan, he'll be on, he's sitting there grinning. You know why he's grinning?
He's that free.
He's that free. He's just a grinning. Talk to him, Apostle. Talk to him. I got it.
Yes, sir.
He's just a grinning. He's just a grinning.
Yes, sir.
He know what it means.
Yeah.
Then I got a bio behind my house, but he got a lake behind his house.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we went out on the lake. Man, I got happy. I said, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Here's another check. You paid your house off 2 weeks ago. You paid your house off? Your house paid for? You don't owe nothing on it? Somebody cut up in here. You're supposed to rejoice with your brother. You're supposed to rejoice with your sister. What? What? I call your house paid off. My. Sit down, I want you to get some notes. Apostolic and prophetic demonstrations are on the horizon. Men have tried to shut it down, but everyone failed because no one can shut God down. Now listen to this very carefully. You cannot sow by talent. You cannot sow by intellect or by technical insight. Nor sowing is spiritual by faith, grace, and wisdom. Every time you sow, the seed is prophesying to your harvest. Give me that. Every time you sow, the seed is prophesying to your debt cancellation. Every time you sow, your seed is prophesying to your house paid off. Every time you sow, your seed is prophesying to your ministry paid off. Every time you sow, your seed is prophesying to your jet paid off. Every time you sow, your seed is prophesying to your RV paid off. Every time you sow, something is being prophesied. Every time you sow, something being prophesied to.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Every time you sow the seed, it came with money coming. Money coming brought with it prophetic sowing. It's not an offering being raised. It's a new phase in the kingdom. It's prophetic sowing. Every time somebody comes to the altar like these guys walking up here and the lady walk, this seed, that's prophetic.
Yes, sir.
They prophesy to money.
To money. Yes, sir.
And money cometh back them up.
Yes, sir.
Because it's a word from God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
Father. Hallelujah.
Glory. I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. I always will have
more
than enough. Shout out. Write these notes. Money cometh sowing, causes the apostle to prophesy supernatural supply to your account from heaven because of being a part of a special assignment. That's what Paul did in Philippians 4:19. They were part of a special assignment that God wanted to get in the earth realm. So Paul took Philippians 4:19 and prophesied over their finances so their house can be paid off. Yeah. And God just smiled, so their house can be paid off. That's real. That's real. I like real. That's a real result, man. That's real. We don't have one. We don't have two. We don't have three. We don't have four. We got a bunch of houses paid off.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Oh, yeah. Bunch of houses paid off already. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
I know four, five, six people in your house paid off.
Amen.
In here right now. We ain't got many people in here. A lot of people in here paid off. Paid off. Yeah. The title deed in the vault.
Yes, sir.
Kingdom seeking sowing. You never heard that. Kingdom seeking sowing will produce abundance in your life that cannot be taken away. Kingdom seeking sowing. You never heard that? Who ever heard that before? Huh? Who ever heard that before? Kingdom seeking sowing. See? You're not just seeking money.
Yes, sir.
It's kingdom. Watch, I'm going to give you a scripture with it. Kingdom seeking sowing will produce abundance in your life that cannot be taken away.
Yes.
And then the question is asked, do you understand the kingdom mysteries of sowing? Look at two scriptures, Matthew 13, 11 and 12.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 13, 11 and 12. Jesus teaching the masterpiece lesson on sowing. And he got down, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. But then he says this in the 11th verse. He answered and said unto them, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now listen closely now. Listen closely, because sometimes we take these scriptures and make them say what we want them to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Listen, because the Spirit won't speak to you now. Mm-hmm. He answered and said unto them, you see it?
Yeah.
Because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Yes. He's talking about a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. A mystery of the kingdom of heaven is sowing.
Yes, sir.
Now watch what he's going to say at the next verse, because that's whole 11th verse. He answered, now go back to the 11th. He answered and said unto them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries, plural, of the kingdom of heaven. And sowing is one of the greatest mysteries.
Yes, yes, yes.
But to them it's not given.
Yes, sir.
So some people don't know how to sow.
Right.
Go to the next verse. Wow. Now, this is what happened to you when you understand the mystery of sowing.
Mm-hmm.
For whosoever had.
Uh-huh.
See it? Yeah. To him shall be given. Oh! What is his name?
And he shall have more.
I didn't hear you.
And he shall have more.
I want everybody to open your mouth.
And he shall have more abundance. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See, he who has the revelation of the unfold mystery of sowing properly.
Yes, sir.
Nothing gonna be taken from him.
Yeah.
And she gonna have more abundance.
Yeah.
She gonna have a house paid for. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away, even that he has.
Yes.
Yeah. Getting broker and broker every day because you have not heard how God provides for you, not by job.
Yes, sir.
Not by trying to sow in some interest or something else. God, seed time and harvest is God's way.
Yes, sir.
God pay more interest.
Yes, he does.
God pay hundredfold.
Yes.
Go find a bank.
Yeah.
Just go find a bank and give you 30-fold.
No.
Right.
Ain't give you no 30-fold. Ain't give you no 60-fold. And God said, I'll pay you 100-fold.
Yes.
If you trust me, I'll give you 100-fold.
Yes,
get off this world system. Get on my system.
Yes.
Trust me. I'm not lying to you. Ain't no banker better than me. All them financial talkers and financial people, they're not better than me. I run the earth is mine.
Yes.
And the world and the foot. I run the biggest banking system in the world.
Right.
My bank is bigger than everybody else's bank because I own all banks.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All money belongs to God.
Yes. All money.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you understanding this?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Are you receiving?
Yes.
Are you happy?
Yes, sir.
Are you glad you're here?
Yes, sir.
Are you expecting something to happen?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Phew. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Ah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hmm?
Thank you, Jesus.
Notice with me again. Notice with me. Now, this is a long session, so I'm going to go ahead and tell it to you. Matthew 6, 24-34. Then you run into seek ye first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6, 33, and he's writing it. The 24th verse said, no man can serve two masters. See. Now, the only way you're going to be a bona fide sower is that money is not your master.
Yeah, come on, Apostle.
And God said, God, he has a divine plan. He has a plan where you know how to separate from money. I mean, when they brought them check, they're separating from it, but yet they're getting more into it. But God got to have a plan because money will destroy you without sowing wisdom. Write that down. Money will destroy you without sowing. I don't care what good job, you can be a professor, but if you get plenty of money and don't have no sowing wisdom, that money gonna destroy you. Amen.
Amen.
Bless his holy name. So Philippians 4:19 is an apostolic decree, a prophetic declaration over your finances because you have sown a special seed in a special assignment. Boys, y'all preach that to your churches. They need to know that. They need to know that. I don't care if y'all you the word for word. But y'all, I'll send you the outline. Just go ahead and preach it because they need to hear this. All right? All right. So here, don't y'all turn the church up now, right? Yeah. We got another service tonight. I'm going to use a scripture you know of, but it's going to be so powerful what I'm going to say before it. Here is a revelation of prophetic sowing. You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Luke chapter 6, verse 38 is a revelation of I'm preaching you now. Luke 6:38 is a revelation of prophetic sowing.
Yes.
Give.
Yes, sir.
Sow.
Yes, sir.
And it should be given to you.
Yes.
Good measure.
Yes, sir.
Pressed down.
Yes.
Shaking together.
Yes.
Running over.
Yes.
Shall men.
Yes. Come on. Yes, sir.
Yep.
given to your bosom for the same measure that you meet with all, it should be measured to you again.
Yes, sir.
That's the commentary on prophetic sowing.
Yes, wow.
That's how it come out.
Yes, sir.
It's spoken prophetically in a psalm. My cup runneth over.
Yes, sir.
It's on you.
It's on you.
Yes, sir.
It's on you. It's on you.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
See, yes. See. It's we're talking about prophetic song. What kind of song are we talking about?
Prophetic song.
I never heard that. And I want you, come on, I want you to decree, I'm a prophetic sower.
I am a prophetic sower. Yes, sir.
Now he's going to give you prophetic seeds.
Yeah.
And you sow it. Sow it.
Yes.
Now, another thing God is doing, I've seen him do it over the 20 years. People he have blessed become an example to you.
Yes, sir.
That you can do this.
Yep.
Don't get afraid. Don't get upset. Just rejoice. Yeah. My day coming.
Yes, sir.
You understand? You understand what I'm saying? See, God called me for this because they're scared. They don't want people to see it. Yeah, I want you to see it.
Yes,
all through the scripture, God wanted you to see it.
Yes.
That woman went down to Solomon's house to see it.
Yes, sir.
Then sold like she was out of her mind.
Yeah.
She said, I'm gonna have a house just like you one day. Yeah, take this.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. See, I don't raise no money. I don't be trying to get no money from people. I'm just trying to train people. Yes. I know how I got where I am.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
See.
Yes, sir.
Yes. See.
Amen. Come on. So now you are a prophetic soul, so Luke 6:38 belong to you. Look at it again. Look at it. Give. Soul. And it shall be given to you. Good measure. Everybody say good measure.
Press down.
And shaken
together.
And running over.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now notice this, my brothers and sisters. Turn to Mark chapter 4, verse 26. As we talk about this prophetic sowing and prophetic harvest. Sow, write this down, sow, and you will be trained about the sickle. Sow, and you'll be trained about the sickle.
Yes.
And how to expect the harvest with patience.
Wow. Yes, sir.
You're not only a seed sower, you're a sickle user.
Yes,
Junior, you're not only Junior. You're not only a soul. You know how to use the sickle. The harvest is gonna be so great. You're not gonna be able to pick it up with one hand. You're gonna have to have a sickle.
Yes, sir. Yes.
My God.
Glory to God.
Then Mark chapter 4, verse 26, it says, and he says, "So is the kingdom of God as a man should cast seed into the ground." 24th verse, keep going. 27, and should sleep and ride night and day, and the seed shall spring and grow up. He knows not how. Go ahead. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Look at what happened.
Yes.
But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately, harvest time.
Harvest time. Yes.
He put it in the sickle.
Yeah.
Because the harvest has come.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now you know how to sow the seed and use the sickle.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You heard that?
Yes.
Say, I know how to sow the seed.
I know how to sow the seed.
And I know how to use the sickle.
And I know how to use the sickle.
And I'm going to use this sickle.
Because
I'm going to sow my seed.
I'm going to sow my seed.
Are you following me?
Yes,
see, expectation. We talked about expectation last night. We talked about encounter. We're talking about experience. We're talking about money comes encounter. We're talking about raising a remnant of people in the body of Christ who know how to walk in financial freedom to the glory of God. What is Psalm 35:27? Uh-huh. That's so important. Look at Psalm 35:27. See, your harvest magnifies the Lord.
Yes.
God said, I'll make you the lender and not the borrower. But that young man and his wife just paid the household. They just glorified God.
Yes, sir.
They're
yes,
not
sir.
The borrower now.
Because
that money they were paying on that, they could be the lender.
Yes, sir.
You make the bank borrow from you.
Yes, sir.
You didn't get it.
Yes, sir.
See, you start depositing that money, that house knows he's paying. He can put it in the bank, let them get that little interest he wants, sold some of it and put some in the bank. But he'll make them make the bank borrow from you.
Yes, sir.
The bank owed me.
Yes, sir. The bank owed me. Yes, sir.
The bank was the lender to me. But God flipped it. Now I'm the lender to the bank.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to see that now, children. Y'all see that? He said, I'll make you the head, not the tail, above and not beneath.
Yeah.
But you can't get there without sowing, children. You can't get there just running your mouth, preaching all the scriptures and saying all the words. Talking about the Lord said this, the Lord said, no, you got to sow.
Yes, sir.
Lord, sometimes we just shut up. You don't believe what you're preaching. You got to sow.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to 2 or 3 more points. I got to close in a few minutes. Prophetic sowing grace will come upon you today.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That will shock all normal sowers.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You need to be shocked. Prophetic. Now get these words now. Prophetic sowing grace.
Yeah.
Say this, prophetic
sowing
grace
cometh
upon
me
today. He heard you.
Yes, sir.
You know who gives seed, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know who multiplied the seed when you sow it, right?
Yes,
sir. See, for prophetic sowing grace to come upon you, you don't have to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's good.
But you're on your way to a lot of money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1.
Yes,
sir.
You want me to say that again? Prophetic sowing grace will come upon you today.
Yes.
That will shock all normal sowers.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Just tell me, Pastor, you preaching?
I'm preaching.
So, I'm getting something.
I'm getting something. Yes, got it. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, now, preaching impartation going on.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're in an atmosphere and in an environment that has been proven by not just the apostles, you got men and women, you have proved that it works.
Yes,
and it's getting on you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Now don't you shake it off.
Yes, sir.
Flow with it.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about where the seed's gonna come from. Why? 2 Corinthians 9:10 tell you that. He gives seed to the soul.
Yes,
so if you get impregnated,
my.
You don't have to have the money. You just get impregnated Woo! You don't have to have the money. You get him impregnated with sowing. He become responsible because now you are impregnated sowing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My God.
He ain't told you nothing about going to look for no seed. Now, this is grace at first class. In 2 Corinthians, I'm just going to read this. This speaks for itself.
Yes,
first verse, 8th chapter. Moreover, brethren, we do you the wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, on the church in Darrow.
Yes.
And well, boy, with your passage, y'all better say it. You better say it. I can't.
Yes,
all I know is bestowed on Word of Life.
Yes,
I want my members not to be scared of money.
Yes, sir.
Get the more religious spirit off of you.
Yes.
You want a revelation spirit on you.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You can have it.
Yes, sir.
How then in the great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Now these people, for to their power, I bear record, and beyond their power, they were willing to themselves, praying, please take it.
Yeah.
Us with much entreaty that we will receive the gift. Receive it. And take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first give their, see, this is what a soul got to do. Give their own self to the Lord and to us by the will of God. See, if you're not in tune to the Lord, you're not going to ever become a soul. In so much that we desire tighter that he, as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Now look what verse 7 says, children. Look what verse 7 says. Therefore, as you abound in everything, you're shouting, you're running, you're dancing, you're hollering, you're crying. Therefore, as you abound in everything in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, and all speaking the word, prophesying and saying stuff, and I got a word from God, and in all diligence, in all your love, see that you abound in this grace also.
Right.
Because your prophesying is not going to produce no money.
My God.
Yes, sir.
Come on, apostles.
The harvest don't come from prophesying.
That's right.
I got a word of knowledge. It ain't going to produce no money. Isn't that something? The gifts of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You saw that?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I got discerning the Spirit. Ain't going to produce no money.
Come on, man.
Wow. I'm preaching up here. I got frightened myself already. Man, that ain't going to produce no money. Real spiritual.
Yeah.
I lay a hand on the sick. That ain't going to produce no money.
Yeah.
Right.
I raised the dead.
Yeah. Wow. My God.
Got to close, children. This prophetic soil. People, sit down and write this down. Get a hold of this. People who don't understand will continuously be shocked in the presence of a prophetic soil. Matthew chapter 26. Verse 6 through 13. Plum shock.
Yes, sir.
Shock, mad, angry.
Yep.
Yeah, he go again.
Jesus.
Giving that man his money. Stupid.
Yes, sir.
You see what happened?
Yes, sir.
expression on the sound of my voice, you have to sow your way out.
Yes.
You understand? Yes. You have to sow your way out.
Yes.
I have to sow my way out and in.
And in.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
I pray to God you commit today.
Yes, sir.
To listen to the Spirit in your song.
Thank you,
Jesus. Okay? Now don't let nobody come on TV and talk you out your money. I'm talking about song.
Yes.
I'm talking about song when you got a witness from God.
Yes.
And God to it, that's the Saul.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But you're gonna have to find some Saul.
Yes, sir.
See. Now this scripture here, see, that girl sold that alabaster box on Jesus, and the religious folk got so upset. The disciple didn't understand. You read it sometime. I don't have time. I got to keep on. You got Matthew 26. I'm going to give you another point because I'm not taking it home with me.
Thanks.
You must know that your seed is prophesying to the harvest. No matter what things look like, that breakthrough seed will show up and prevail.
Yes, sir.
Let me give it to you now. I want you to know it because some of y'all, it might not be coming true like you think it. You must know that your seed is prophesied to the harvest no matter what things look like.
Yes.
That breakthrough seed will show up and prevail.
Yes,
Ecclesiastes chapter 11, 1 through 6.
Yes, sir.
No matter what it look like.
Yes, sir.
Sixth verse said, you don't know what seed gonna come through. It may rain, the wind may blow, you know, bill pressures may come, but don't let it stop you from sowing the seed.
Yes, sir.
Okay, how the weather look? Car broke down?
Yeah.
Huh? Electricity went off.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Keeps on. Next time you come off, you're gonna have a transformer.
Yes.
What you call that thing, Buck?
Generator.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
See, my light can't go on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I had to put a commercial generator on my house.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Because I don't want part of it lighting up.
Right.
I want it just like it was before the light went off.
Yes,
I want all the air conditioning wide open, all the lights on.
Yes, sir.
TV, everything working.
Yes, sir.
Just like the light's not on.
Everything.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Walk around a dark neighborhood and tell them, come to my house. We got light. He said you're the light of the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. My God.
Then he said we're the light of the world.
Yes, sir.
Well, our lights ought to be on when the light's off.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Amen.
I want all my members to find him. Make up your mind. You ain't going in no darkness.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord.
See, when you sow, you're going to have enough money to get a generator, huh? So look at that. Now, here's a question that the Lord will ask you. Have you trained your soul to love sowing?
Come on.
Yes.
You heard the question?
Yes.
Have you trained your soul to love sowing? 2 Corinthians, I'm going to read this, 9 and 6. So I think I wrote it. 2 Corinthians 9, 6. Try to shoot, try it for it. Is that it? But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bondage shall reap also bondage. Go to the 7th verse.
Yep.
Go to the 7th verse. Every man, according as he purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now, have you trained your soul to love sowing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Go to the next verse. Go to the 8th verse. And God is able to make, oh my.
Yes, sir.
Amplify that. I believe the Amplified Bible I want to see. Give me an Amplified Bible on that. I won't shout.
Yes.
I'm about to close. I got 7 minutes. I'm going to shout. Give me an Amplified Bible. Let everyone give as he has made up his own mind and purpose in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God's love, he take pleasure in, prize above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyful, prompt-to giver. Right also in your note there, Matthew 22:36-40. Have you trained your soul? Come on, I got three or four more to give you now. Whoa, come on. Let's take a look at how powerful is prophetic sowing. I don't have time to go through the 1 Kings 17, y'all preach it, boy, 8-16. Let's take a look at how powerful is prophetic sowing. It'll get you out.
Yes, sir.
That woman was broke, but prophetically, God sent a prophet to her.
Yes, sir.
As Saul, and the prophet prophesied to her, no, woman, you got the soul.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And she sold, and you know what happened? The meal, the oil, never ran out. The meal never ran out.
Yes, sir.
All right? All right. Sowing on the apostolic level. And back to Philippians 4:14-19. Sowing on the prophetic level. That's 1 Kings 17:8-16. Sowing on the grace level. 2 Corinthians chapter 8:1-9. I want y'all to study that now. That's three levels. Sowing on the apostolic level, sowing on the prophetic level, sowing on the grace level. You got all three of them?
Yes, sir.
Study them, check, study it out. We talk about the power of being a cheerful soul. 2 Corinthians 9:6-10. Sowing that will shake up religion. Matthew 26:6-13. Sowing that will shake up religion.
Yes, sir.
Religion need to be shook up. Now, listen very carefully. The power of having the proven revelation of sowing, the proven manifestation of sowing, the proven demonstration of sowing in your life, and you want to look at that in 1 Kings 10:1-10. One more, Leroy, and you can take it. Money coming is prophetic.
Yes, sir.
And so all of this is prophetic song.
Yes, sir.
It's not raising an offering.
Right. Right. Prophetic song.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Would you leave here today understanding that the prophetic sowing or the prophetic sower mantle has been placed on you?
I receive. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you are now in a position that God will bestow on you prophetic seeds.
Yes.
Don't worry about where it comes from. You don't need to know how. He's going to do it.
Yes, sir.
See, your spirit, let me talk about a part of your soul, and your conscience is going to be under conviction. Certain money going to hit your hand. You're going to recognize, this is my way out.
Yes, sir.
See, when you're sowing, you're not paying a bill.
Yes.
Right, right.
Right.
You're drawing interest. Yes. You see what I'm saying? Now you're not when you're sowing, you're not paying a bill. You're drawing interest. You making a deposit. You opening an account when you're sowing.
Yes, sir.
God don't need your money.
No, sir.
God can get that girl way across town to do what he want to do, or a man uptown to do what he want to do. It's for your benefit. Now I decree that the prophetic sowing anointing all over the world, people listening online, those of you, the prophetic sowing anointing is upon you, is in your innermost being, your spirit, is in your inner man, your soul, and it's just on you fully. And that you will rise up and build. Rise up and be blessed. Huh?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
You will have so much you can't explain it. The only way to explain it, and he love it. Let the Lord be magnified.
Let the Lord be magnified.
That's Psalm 35:27. Let's close with it. Let's read it out loud. Psalm 35:27. Let's read it out loud. And I'll close it, Lord. Because I want to get in them. Let the Lord be magnified.
Let the Lord be magnified.
Psalm 35:27. Let him shout for joy.
Amen.
Now, before we read the next part, his righteous cause include your righteousness benefits. Yes, he wants us to win souls. Yes, he wants us to live a life that carries his character. But you being blessed, we read about Abraham last night. I talked about Solomon for a few moments. That's part of the package, baby.
Yes,
I don't know why religious left that out there. Part of the package is being blessed here on earth.
Yeah.
I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. And be glad.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, ha. Nobody gonna hold me down no more. Ha, ha, ha. That favors my righteous cause. Come on. Yeah. Let them say what? Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. How can I do that? How can I let the Lord be magnified? Which
have pleasure in the prosperity of his soul. Hallelujah.
Lord, be magnified with me.
Hallelujah.
You mean tell me having money magnify the Lord?
Yes, sir.
See now, you see that religious spirit. Me having, you got to have some money.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Because what you're saying, a father is not taking care of his children.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's good.
He told that oldest son, you remember he told that oldest son? The younger son came home, the oldest son, they're all upset. He said, son, all that I have is done. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. You may be seated.
Dance around a little bit. Dance around. I got my freedom. Dance. Oh! Praise Him. Glory to God. Praise Him online. Get up that chart. Pray them online. Glorify God. Glorify. 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 Hallelujah. Glory, glory,
glory to God.
Glory. I said glory. I got it. I got it. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and pray then.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
My God. My God. Thank you. It's amazing. It's an amazing spirit in here.
Mm-hmm.
You sense it, don't you? It's the presence of God. Thank God. Y'all write me a testimony. Y'all back on and money y'all somewhere. It gonna come back. I want y'all to write the testimony so I can read it off to other people. Oh yeah, he got to do it. He's gonna do it. But don't let God bless you secretly.
Yes, sir.
Testify.
Yes, sir.
And tell him what God had done for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.